In the second part on deployability, we will discuss what is the solution to that, to the requirements. And the solution is, it is covered here by the third question about continuous deployment. Continuous deployment is the answer to the question that we had here in our decision, in our definition. What are the covered activities? We want to automate them as far as possible. In the what we want to automate is the whole process here, and this is what people call the deployment pipeline. What we want to achieve is to run it smoothless, automated, without any faults. So that's, therefore they call it continuous. Continuous deployment is about this process, and it has some points where we can try or where we can invest effort to achieve an improvement. And this is done in several ways mentioned here. That's the point for the next question. However, let's at first have a look at the deployment, what's the so-called deployment pipeline. This pipeline goes through all of the effects or through all of the stages of development. So starting even from requirements. In requirements, we don't just care about the requirements of the stakeholders that are on the customer side, like marketing people or the end users. No, we care in addition to that, we care on the requirements of the operations personnel, of the people in the computer centers who run our software and how to bring it, who work hard to bring it in operation. We care about their needs, about their tools, and what is important to make their work easier. We consider it as requirements to make to build the architecture in a way to enable it in a better way. In development, of course, we do everything that is intended in the agile computing approaches. We develop in small teams that are loosely coupled, the team is the core of that, and we want to develop things in a simple way and decoupled way, and we do unit testing for everything. For tools, there are some build tools. However, we want to have tools that support a continuous flow of the operation so that can be automated. For testing, it's more challenging. Yeah, automated testing is really a challenge. However, even more challenging is user acceptance tests. For deployment, there are some tools we have to put them into this pipeline to automate the whole process. And monitoring is very important to observe the whole outcome. Are there any faults? Are there any mistakes? As usual, the organization is strongly involved in this deployment pipeline, so we have activities, organizations, roles, we have to communicate. However, the architecture, this is the work of the software architect, plays an important role. We have to make sure that the units of operation and the later runtime units, that they are decoupled very well, so that they are decomposed with only a loose coupling. That we reduce interaction and that the infrastructure is built in a way that we make this whole pipeline working with low effort. Examples, okay, we do what I just mentioned. Even the operations personnel is asked for their requirements. We try to have the communication, the coordination between the teams with least effort, and we will discuss in the next section what are feature toggles, how to monitor the customer feedbacks, and we give some examples for that. What we can do here is, that was just on the other slide, we could organize the team in a way that there's less effort for coordination. The lower the effort for coordination, the lower is the probability and the risk for failures, for mistakes in dependencies. Okay, automated developer tests. These are the unit tests that we usually do. Automated build and integration delivery. That is an aspect of the tools. And we will discuss this user acceptance test and monitoring in later sections. However, we want to come to tactics. There's an additional material because, as I already mentioned, it's not covered by the book. And this work provides us with some tactics. And these tactics are in four categories. We go through not to all of them, but through some of them, and some of them we'll discuss in the next section. The first one is enabling continuous integration. This is, we already have mentioned the point that we want to reduce the coupling, the coordination effort between the teams. So encapsulation, semantic coherence, you know these points from modularity. And indeed, it's just about modularity. The better the modularity, the less coupling is existing between the components, and that's very good for reducing the extra effort during build. And this is helpful for test automation as well. Test automation is the second category. Yes, we have some special routines for improved testability. Testability is the effort for test, like maintainability, the effort for maintenance. So we can make build structures to make it easier. I cannot go deeper into that point. I just leave it open to your own further qualification. We can use recording techniques to build tests. Encapsulation again helps in testability, and for just starting tests, it's always important to have low effort in starting. So state synchronization, resynchronization helps us in doing regression tests, for example. Okay, the fourth category here is about the next point in the pipeline. We can switch back to the pipeline to see. It's about deployment and robust monitoring, exception detection, exception handling, all things we already know. However, they have to be built in a way that this whole process of a pipeline is really, really becoming a pipeline. Okay. Reduce overhead is an important point always. Here we have to reduce the manual effort for humans, because that always delays the whole process. Okay, and now in the last category, we want an environment that supports this automation. For example, late binding is always possible, or it helps us to achieve runtime scalability, achieve runtime variability that we can upload or reload versions later. That helps us in doing user acceptance tests. Sandbox, that helps us to reduce to perform tests in the productive environment. Virtualization helps us to perform tests in the sandboxed way, and active redundancy rollback helps us to perform all these user acceptance tests in a better way. Okay, so far this was about continuous deployment. In the next sections we will go deeper into them. The first point of minimized coordination between developers led to the approach or to the architectural style of microservice architectures, which will be our next point here in the lecture. And there are some other new aspects or new approaches for automated build, integration, delivery, and installation. And this is, for example, the rolling update. And then furthermore, we will discuss user acceptance test and monitoring and rollback. All these points will be points in the next section. Let's just have a look at the questions. So the implications of continuous deployment to the different steps have been discussed, and the characteristics of the Microsoft architecture will be the next point. Thank you so far.